Coach, coming into this game tonight, the Cats are riding a two-game winning streak. Both wins have been hard-fought, collective efforts by your guys. What have you been most proud of over the last couple of games?
You know, the fact that we had our backs against the wall and we really fought. And the adversity of losing games at home, the adversity of losing games, the adversity of injuries and sickness, and yet our guys found a way to win at Massachusetts on Saturday and at home against George Washington on Wednesday. So that kind of toughness, that kind of fight, that kind of determination, which is such a valuable part of the closing of this season right now, that needs to be part of it.
Now, the Richmond Spiders have been up and down themselves in conference play, losers of two of their last three. They took the first matchup this year. What have you seen in the scout as far as where they're at this point?
Well, you know, you reflect back upon that game, and that was the first game that Nathan had missed. And by the way, we're 3-0 when Nathan sets foot on the court in the Atlantic 10, even though it was a minimal amount of time at Fordham. Nevertheless, the three games he's been involved in, we have won. But looking back to December 31st, that afternoon New Year's Eve game, we started like a ball of fire and jumped on them. And all of a sudden, they hit us. They hit us with a barrage of jump shots. And I think our lack of discipline in terms of defensive discipline gave them open looks. And it's extraordinary the looks that they got against us because you look at their numbers and they certainly have not shot that since that game from all their different spots. So I think our defensive tentativeness, and that to me was a response to us getting the early lead, them making shots, and then us mixing shots, and them not missing shots anymore, and it really put us on our heels. And that's been a big nemesis of this team. They get put on their heels when either they miss shots or the opponent makes shots. And that's why I thought George Washington and UMass was such decisive games for us, because we fought through that experience.
Now, the Spiders do defend the three well. They're one of the top teams in the country. What have you seen that has led to them being successful in that area?
Well, they match up and they trade pretty darn well. And the more they have played this year together, the more cohesive they are as a unit. So the switching of the screens, you know, they throw you out of your normal offensive rhythm. There's no one in the conference that plays their defense. LaSalle plays somewhat like it, but more man-to-man and switching man-to-man. This is a matchup very similar to the Princeton matchup that Pete Carrillo used and that Chris Mooney played for when he was a Princeton player.
So with Will McGarity out once again tonight, is the plan to go with Andrew once again, or what have you guys decided?
Yes, Andrew will start. He certainly had a big, big game on Saturday against UMass. My sense is that Richmond will back off him and really dare him to be a perimeter threat, which we'll have to counter that. But Andrew played so well for us on Saturday, and without his presence, we don't win that game.
And finally, give us your keys on if Davidson is to walk away here with three in a row tonight.
As simplistic as it is, we got to make shots, and we got to stop them from making shots. And I think stopping them from making shots is to be in their space. We can't give them space. Klein gets space because he can dribble the ball, he could post up, he could shoot the three. Chandre gets shots because he's so quick with the ball. And if those two guys are able to generate points, and because of the attention we have to give to those two, we allow other guys to become more productive than they normally would be, we're going to have a long, long night. And then, of course, we're going to get shots. But here's the key. Are we going to be patient enough to take the shot that is the best shot for that possession? I want us to be in the attack mode, but I want us also to have patience. So the combination of attacking and being patient, that ever elusive balance that makes great teams great teams.
Coach, thanks for your time. Good luck.
Okay, thank you, Jared.